This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present my findings from the world of the uncanny. This morning I was quite shocked to have received an audio recording at my doorstep, a location that intentionally remains undisclosed. However, this person came to know where I live. I will investigate imminently. After listening to the tape, I felt I must broadcast it. I am not sure how the raw audio was obtained. But with what is going on in the world, it's not hard to imagine that someone is always listening. Before I play this recording, I would like to read a letter that accompanied the tape. The contents of this package contain an audio tape from February 20th, 1948, recorded in the home of Arthur and Catherine McBride. The subject of the recording is the babysitter, one Abigail Stein. A note included read, "I am sending this tape to you in the hopes that you will conduct further study into what may have occurred. I will be listening. To those currently tuned in, if you have any information or evidence regarding abnormalities, please direct all inquiries to the Poughkeepsie Post Office. Let us begin our study."
Is that comfortable?
Yes, Miss Abigail.
Pajamas? Check. Have you brushed your teeth?
Check.
Off to bed. Good night, Charlie. Your parents will be home later, so I'll see you next week, okay?
Good night, Miss Abigail.
Good night, Charlie. All right, then. Done and done. Oh, God! I'll never get used to that creepy thing. Hi. Coming over?
I don't think I can.
Why not? Oh, come on, Jack. They got some clown statue thing in here. It's giving me the creeps. I need you to keep me safe.
Yeah,
oh, really? Well, you better hurry over then.
I'll be there soon. Bye.
I'll be waiting.
Objective? Gonna question a psychopath?
Little chance of rain this week. However, we will see cloudy skies today and tomorrow. Keep a raincoat handy, folks. The weather up here does have a mind of its own. Now on to sports.
Hello, McBride residence. Hello? Jack, is that you? It's not funny trying to scare me half to death. Well, don't bother coming if you think you're so funny then. Jerk.
Our husbands and wives.
Who's Jack?
Who is this?
Can Charlie come to the phone?
What? No, Charlie is asleep.
Are you sure?
Yes. Now stop calling or I'll call the police.
Are you sure?
Charlie? It's all right. He's asleep. There's nothing to worry about. It's just a prank. Leave me alone! Please, just... I'm calling the police, you creep!
Abby? What's going on?
Oh, my... I'm so sorry, Mrs. McBride. There just has been this person calling. Over and over.
What is he saying?
He just keeps telling me to check on Charlie. I was all shaken by the clown statue in the hall. I guess you must think I'm crazy.
What clown?
The clown statue in the hall. I thought you had bought it for decoration.
There's no clown in our house. Abby, what's going on?
Mrs.
Canesboro Police.
Hello? I keep getting strange calls. I think it's a man threatening me.
Ma'am, do you know the person calling?
No. No, I'm babysitting for the McBride family. Nobody knows I'm here except for my mother.
Are you sure about that, ma'am?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure.
Then who's Jack?
What?
Who's Jack, Miss Abigail? Who's Jack? Can he come out and play with me and Charlie, too?
Charlie! Charlie! No! No, no! Charlie! 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 Where are you, Charlie? Please!
This was all that was sent. Through my research, however, I obtained the police reports of the incident. The remainder of the story is made quite clear from the interrogation and following investigation. I shall present my final summary. This may be a bit difficult for someone of a less mature age. I will not share the explicit details, but a fair warning before I begin. Police arrived on the scene at 8:42 p.m. to meet a frantic Abigail Stein. She directed officers McGinnis and Kent towards the house. The premises were searched. Officers found the bedroom window in the boys' room left open. Abigail insisted to officers that she never leaves it open, as Charlie gets cold. At 8:56 p.m., a man by the name of Jack Fisk, whom she had called earlier, arrived, followed only moments later by Charlie's parents. All members were brought to the precinct for further questioning. Abigail Stein was the McBride family's longtime babysitter. When questioned on the clown statue, Abigail describes a life-size statue of a circus clown positioned in the hallway of the home facing Charlie McBride's bedroom. Abigail mentions that the family often adorned their home with similar trinkets. The authorities were able to find no evidence of an intruder and no sign of forced entry. The trail had grown cold and the boy had vanished. The grim tale ends with the discovery of Charlie McBride many months after his disappearance. His body was found in a field west of Canesboro. The corpse showed no signs of injury or fatal wounds. The cause of death is still uncertain. That is all for this week. Though often our path looks bleak, our study continues. Goodbye and good night.